All right. Oh, once again, the celebrity phone lighting up. Love when this happens. I never know who's calling in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Joy Behar from The View calling, and congratulations on your 500th show.
Well, thank you very much, Joy. Yeah, you know, just to remind everybody, we had you on for The View's 3,000th show. We're not quite there yet. We're only weekly, but...
We did. Oh, I was so young then.
I just... Oh, you know what? I get it now, though. You're calling... You aren't fired again. We're not hiring, Joy. We're just...
Why, there are rumors that I've been getting fired?
No.
They just hired me.
I know. And you know what? A great addition. I think they made a really good choice bringing you back. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So, you know, the holidays, though, are right around the corner. I got to know, have you already finished your shopping? Is everyone checked off your list already?
Well, you know, it's a big list because I'm now back at The View and everybody has to get a gift here. And there's a lot of people. I mean, I like to do that. Not everybody likes to do that, but I do. And I buy special gifts for the producers because I have to think, you know, who are they? So I've been in the middle of it, though, already because I started early this time. I can't wait till the last minute. It makes me too anxious.
Yeah. So like Black Friday, though, were you tasering anybody? Were you throwing punches?
Oh. No. I don't leave the house. What, are you crazy? Maybe I'll go to Pottery Barn. That's as far off the beaten path I'll go. No, I don't go schlepping around anymore. I do it online, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of the craziness, though, of Black Friday? I'm sure you've seen the videos of people just, you know, beating the hell out of each other.
Well, I've seen that, and it's kind of lame, because the same sales exist before and after Black Friday, so I don't think people are paying attention. It doesn't seem like it's that big a deal.
No, and at the
a lot of the deals were on Cyber Monday, which you can do online, especially with technology. So I don't see the point. That doesn't interest me. It never did. I don't like crowds. I don't go into crowds. No.
Yeah, it sort of tarnishes the thought of giving, I think, at that point.
Right.
Yeah. So what are some of your family traditions at Christmas? What do you look forward to?
Well, you know, on Christmas Eve, I'm Italian, so we do the seven fishes. And my son-in-law, who apparently has picked up the tradition from his family, he's very intent on doing the seven fishes. I mean, he really, well, he means it. I am happy to do one fish, but we do like shrimp. They do clams, reginata, you know, and a lot of other little bacala salad. He does a whole bunch of things. I contribute a lasagna. That's my contribution.
Oh, nice. Are you like our family, where we're almost practically Jewish because we do like 3 days of Christmas? We've got to get every side of the family, right?
No. We don't have that big a family anymore, unfortunately. But we do it one night, a Christmas Eve at my daughter's and Christmas Day at my house. That's how we do it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, of course, I have my grandson this year, so it's very, yeah. I mean, I had him for, he's going to be 5 in February, so, you know, I've had him every year now. It's been incredibly fun when you have a child around at Christmas. It makes the whole thing work. Santa and the whole bit, and he wants to know why Santa has to come down the chimney. How can he fit? Why can't he come in the door? You know, there's all sorts of questions they have, which are always fun at Christmas, and you have to make up things for them to keep it going.
Absolutely. Doesn't it change things, though? You know, my mom said that you know, she's got 3 kids, but then as soon as the grandkids comes around, it seems like Christmas, it takes on a whole new thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, they tear through their gifts. One year, my cousin Vincent, when I was a kid, and he's younger than me, I remember all he got were clothing. All he got was clothing from, like, a whole big Italian family. And every time he opened it, he went to the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and it just kept being shirts and pants, and the kid almost had a nervous breakdown. By the end of it, he just burst into tears, like, crying hysterically. That was a fun year for him.
Oh, you gotta have a sense of humor like my dad, because then the toys would just be wrapped in the clothing so that we'd get that surprise after, right?
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll do that this year at Luca to just freak him out a little bit. It'd be fun.
Yeah. So what do you guys have coming up on the show then? A sneak peek of some of your guests, maybe?
We've got Huckabee coming on, and I'm going to grill him on gun control.
Of course.
It's ridiculous what's going on in this world, in this country. We're out of control here. There's like a madness that's happening that needs to be dealt with. So that's one thing we'll ask him about. And of course, you know, his opinion on Trump and the rest of the Republicans who are running. And then Raven is having a party next week because it's her 30th birthday, and she's all psyched about that. We love to celebrate people's birthdays on this show. When it was my birthday, we had Jay Leno. They surprised me with Jay Leno, which is always fun. We have Ron Howard coming on. We've got, Jack Hanna's coming on. I love Jack Hanna. You know, he used to be on Carson all the time with animals.
Right.
That's always a fun thing. The entire cast of Downton, not the entire cast, but about 4 of the cast members from Downton Abbey are coming. Do you watch that show?
You know what? I haven't seen it, but no, I hear all about it.
How could you not have missed it? It's been on for years, and everybody's watching it. You never watched it?
I'm out of the loop. Yeah, no, I haven't seen it.
Well, you have something to look forward to, because that means you can binge watch it.
Yeah, yeah. What are your binge watch shows?
Well, right now I'm not binging anything because I'm watching Homeland and The Affair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, The Affair
is
great.
Those are great shows, the two of them. I mean, I just can't wait for Sunday night. And then I fall asleep, of course, because it's late. And then I watch them on Monday, and I sit there with, you know, a nice glass of wine at night, and I watch it. It's just the best. But binging, I have all of Netflix. I have Acorn TV. You know, I'm a Brit fan. I love British television. I love British mysteries and historical dramas and all that stuff. So I binge a lot of that. One time I just watched the entire several seasons of Upstairs, Downstairs. I must have had the flu. Because I was just watching that for days and days, I remember. Anyway, that's what's happening on our show.
Nice. And then one final question then. Do you have a holiday movie that you have to watch every year?
Well, I wish they would put on It's a Wonderful Life every year. It never gets old, that movie, for some reason. It just never gets old. And I love Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Do you ever see that?
Yes.
With the guy, what's his name? He used to be married to Angelina Jolie.
Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah.
He's hilarious in Bad Santa. It's like the opposite of what you want in Christmas. But then you have It Happened What? No, what's the name of the movie? What am I thinking of? With Jimmy Stewart. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life, yeah.
So you put that against Bad Santa, and now you have the whole picture of Christmas and what it is and how great it is.
Oh, well, you know, I love hearing from you, Joy. Thanks so much for calling in and celebrating with us. We're going to be watching The View weekdays.
Congrats again. Congrats on your 500th show. That's quite an accomplishment
these
days.
Yeah, 9.5 years. Thank you so much. The View weekdays on ABC. Check your local listings. Merry Christmas to you, Joy.